880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on. We've got a super show today. We're going to talk cars. We're going to talk condos. We're going to have a great show. We got Larry Zinn, general manager of Warren Henry, Infiniti, Jaguar, Volvo, and Fisker. He's holding on the line right now. We're going to discuss the new Q50, which I went to the opening last week. Wow, what a cool car. And we're also going to talk about the new Range Rover Sport, which my wife has been emailing me all week about. We're also going to talk about a lot of the classic car auctions and events that are going on across the country this month. The Pebble Beach show's on. And I know that if you're anything like Larry and I, you're probably spending a lot of time at home watching the auctions on TV with people that don't like cars saying, why are you doing that? In our second half hour, we're going to have Craig Studnicki. He's president and principal of ISG World. Craig's primary responsibilities for the firm entail recruiting and training sales associates, developing their marketing strategy for their clients and teams, as well as product development. He's been a broker down here for 25 years. And in partnership with Phil Spiegelman, they founded the International Sales Group, and they are one of the top condo brokerage firms in town. They market locally. They market internationally. They're active in Dade, on the beach, in Aventura, on Brickell. They've got offices. They've got brokers. We're going to talk about what's going on in the market, ask them about what's going on in the cycle now, the cycle later, and the cycle down the road. So if you're interested in the condo market, you're going to want to stick around and make sure you hear what Craig has to say. We'll be right back after this short break with Larry Zinn. We're going to talk about the stuff we love. Cars, cars, cars.
Everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Baskin Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Baskin Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BaskinPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I want to invite you to join me and become a member of the Warren Henry family, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I got to give a high five to the wellness chick for telling me to use that Gatorade Natural. I'm not arcing on sugar. This is much better. I'm really enjoying this. It's really got me rolling. It's got me all geared up to speak to Larry Zinn, general manager of Warren Henry Infiniti Jaguar Volvo and Fisker. We're going to discuss Infiniti's new Q50, and we're also going to discuss the Range Rover. And then in our next segment, we're going to talk about some of the classic car auctions and events and what Larry's pining for when he watches the auctions. Larry, high five. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, what's happening, Jim?
Oh, we're going to have an awesome show. We've got you up front, and then we have a big thing about condos later. So it's going to be an awesome show. But Larry, you know, I went to that event. I went to your website, saw all the beautiful photos. I put my photos up on Twitter, saw you, saw Gamson, saw your pop. First of all, thank you so much for making me part of the Warren Henry family, and I'm encouraging everybody to join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Tell me about the Q50. It's out there. You've been marketing it for about a week or so. I heard you negotiating a couple of deals to really sport them out. Let's talk about that. It looked like it was a great car for in-town commuting. It also looked like it was a great base for something to get really jacked up and smoking. Two different approaches, same car.
Well, it's a really neat car, and there's a wide array of the ways that you can customize the vehicle. There's a hybrid version of the car. There's a sport version of the car. All these cars give it a different look and a different personality. And there's all sorts of equipment that you can get for the car that's really neat and interesting. There's certain packages that allow you to customize the way the vehicle steers. If you like a lighter steering, if you like a heavier steering, if you like it somewhere in the middle, you can do that. You can change the way the transmission shifts if you like it to shift sportier.
My favorite.
So and it's got a world's first actually available, which is a steer-by-wire technology.
What?
Which allows you to change those settings on the steering. It's not a traditional rack and pinion steering, and it's a very neat thing. This is the first car that it's ever been in.
Now, that's something that's interesting that you mentioned, because the first time I switched my transmission to sport while I was driving, I freaked out and thought that the thing was going to fall out, and then I realized that it didn't. And I got to tell you, that was about 4 months ago, and I haven't switched back. That car on sport is just another animal. But what's this with the steering? You mean you could switch steering in the middle, too?
Yeah, you can switch steering. You know, some people like a heavier steering wheel. Feels a little bit tighter, less play. And some people like the complete opposite, where it feels more like an old Cadillac, and you can steer it with one finger, and give it a little bit more of a turn to turn the car.
My favorite part of that car, and it scared me. You know, when I first got the car, and I come up off a US-1 onto I-95, and there's a little blind turn, and when I'm coming up, I just give it the gas, and I would go around that blind turn, and it would start gearing up, even though my foot was off the gas. Scared the you know what out of me. Now I know how to drive it, and when I take my foot off that gas and I'm moving, I've actually had Boy Wonder in the car with me at the same time, and we've seen the car at a high rate of speed. I take my foot off the gas and it still shifts and goes faster. That thing is smoking, and that's not even the new car.
No, it's really cool. This new car has a brand new interface. It's got a navigation screen and an application screen, which allows you to control all the different functions in the vehicle. Even comes with a G-force meter in the car. Will record lap times for you. It's very neat. And then down the line, actually, you'll be able to download your applications from your phone to the car. Applications like Pandora and Facebook and Google application. And then that, coupled with all the things like the Infiniti Connection, you could be driving down the road, call your personal assistant, say that you want to go to a certain place. Can you load it to my navigation? They'll download it to your navigation, and they'll also remind you that you have an appointment coming up in a half an hour.
Oh, my God. You know, Larry, I'm sitting in here, and Steve is cracking up because while you're talking, I'm pumping my fist and smiling and saying, I love my car so much. And I don't even have all this crazy stuff that's coming on the new stuff. This sounds really cool. You know, I hope that people are listening out there and that they realize that Larry and I have been friends for a long time and that it comes across here on the show. And when I tell you that you become a member of the Warren Henry family, you really do. And I got to tell you, Larry, the vibe I get when I see your dad is just so terrific. He's just the greatest. We got to have him on the 4:30 show to talk sports. But let's talk cars for a minute because we got a little time here left in the first half hour. And I want to get to the Range Rover Sport. My wife has been hitting me with these emails that if you backloaded on the big Range Rovers, can you get them into a Range Rover Sport? Are they back ordered too?
We do have a fair amount of orders on the vehicle. You know, there is a lot of demand for the car, but, you know, we'd love for everybody to come in and choose one the way that they like, and so we can spec it out for you.
Now, Larry, this isn't the Range Rover that I see that sort of like was the car of the year last year. This is something different, right?
Right. This is the new Range Rover Sport. It just came out about a week ago. Actually has a third row available now. And really, really nicely improved vehicle. They've lowered the weight in the car around 800 pounds, so it's more efficient than it was. It's actually even bigger, which is, you know, part of the interesting part. You make a car bigger and still make it more efficient.
Well, that's what they did with my Jeep, with my M car, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, go ahead, Larry. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Please.
So what's going on there with the Range Rover that makes it different? It's lighter. How about the engine and stuff like that? Do you have the hybrid option? What's going on with that stuff?
There is no hybrid option. It's going to come standard with a supercharged 6-cylinder engine.
Ooh, sounds sexy.
And then there's an option to go to a supercharged 8-cylinder that's got 510 horsepower.
Hold on a second. 510 horsepower pushing a smaller car? Does this thing come with wings?
It's pretty cool. There was actually an episode on the UK Top Gear about two nights ago where they drove the car off-road through all sorts of crazy conditions like you and I have done before. And then on a racetrack at speeds well into the 150-mile-per-hour range, and the car handles both with ease.
So is this on YouTube somewhere?
I'm sure it's on YouTube already. It would be on the Top Gear from the United Kingdom.
Wow, that's great. And Larry, we'll talk about that in our next segment, but you're a fan like I am of the TV shows where you got the Barrett Jackson auction on and stuff like that. People, we're going to be talking about the stuff that gets the I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be talking about automobile pornography with Larry after this. Things that really get us going, that get us excited, that we see on TV, that we really look at. Things that car aficionados, it gets your blood flowing. So if you're into cars and you're into special cars, if you're a Ferrari person, if you're a Lamborghini person, we're going to be talking about some of the really cool stuff that's out there, that's at the auto shows, that's going on right now, especially Pebble Beach. Larry, what are some of the other good ones that are going on?
Well, there's all sorts of different things going on right now up in Pebble Beach. You have the classics over at Laguna Seca. There's going to be a huge auction from Gooding & Co. with cars supposed to go as high as around $20 million for some of the older models. So it's exciting for me. For most people, it's a quick way to put them to sleep or to get them to leave your house.
No. Don't kid yourself, Larry. You and I are not the only car addicts that are out there. We're going to talk more car porn right after this short break. Stevie, take us out. Larry, stick with us. We're going to have a great time in 2 minutes. Wait till we get to the taking it to the... Well, you heard me talking to Larry about being a member of the Warren Henry family, and I'm a member with two cars right now and for 20 years. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional, terrific cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey friends, did you know that only 6%, that's right, 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? And you and I both know there is nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate, than enjoying the game amongst thousands of other passionate fans like you, creating lifelong memories with your kids, your family, your friends, or your business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS, 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today, or you can go to freedombusiness.com to get your personal best price single game tickets. Make sure you join me at the Dolphin games.
Miami Marlins, come on and join the Marlins, Joe.
It's Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Sir Pizza 4-pack and get 4 tickets, 4 Sir Pizzas, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks, all for just $60. Plus, stay after for a Fireworks Spectacular presented by Heineken Light. Drink responsibly. The next Fireworks Friday is August 16th against the Giants at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are lucky enough to be back and live again. We've got Craig Stugnicki live in the studio. And Larry, there's a reason I introduced Craig. He was in Pebble Beach last week, and we're going to start talking about the Pebble Beach Auto Show. And before we start and get into it, Craig, tell the folks out there what you saw in Pebble Beach if they aren't already knowledgeable about this.
Well, first of all, some of the most spectacular golf in the world, not to make your listeners a little bit jealous. But secondly, on probably one third of the golf course, they had these giant exhibition tents being set up, and everybody at Pebble told me this was going to be one of the biggest auto shows in the world ever.
Larry, I just served it up for you. It wasn't even me talking. Tell me a little bit about what these people see at Pebble Beach.
It is a collection of the most spectacular vehicles possibly ever produced that are still in existence.
Now, you know, I've watched some of these shows. I see the guy that rehabs cars, he trucks them out to Pebble Beach and stuff like that. But when I watch the, there's a couple different auctions. There's the Barrett Jackson one that's one genre and one, and I think that's a higher level. And then there's the Mecum, which I think is the muscle cars that are like usually below $1 million. And I got to tell you, is if I'm bored on the weekend, that's what I'm watching.
Oh, nobody else will watch it with me, but I love watching that stuff. I'll sit there and, you know, even if it's a car I don't care about, I'm just interested. It's a car. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, I love to hear the guys kibitz the cars. It's part of my favorite thing where they break each other's chops about, yeah, I drove that from 1965 and I really wanted it with the GTO Sport instead.
But the really neat thing about what's going on in Pebble Beach is just it's some of the most original cars that you'll ever find from all sorts of different genres, whether it's Ferraris or Porsches or, you know, Cords and Delahays and just cars that many of us will have never seen in our lifetime and in many cases never knew existed.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of those stuff, some of those cars that have won, like, you know, in the 50s and stuff, the open wheel, open cabin racers and stuff like that. And it's just absolutely wild. It seems really, really cool.
Yeah, and it's a big year also because it's the anniversary of the Porsche 911. So they'll be featuring the Porsche 911 out there. And then there's the big auction, which is going to have some old Ferraris, a Toyota 2000 GT being auctioned off. I mean, they're expecting many, many cars to go well over $1 million during the auction.
Now, is this going to be live on TV somewhere, Lair?
You know, I'm not sure. I've been following all these things on Instagram.
Yeah, I know you're an Instagram man.
All the auction houses and a bunch of car blogs and seeing what's been parked out there. It's the closest I could get to being there while I'm here in Miami.
Well, listen, Larry, you and I are together going to go out there to Pebble Beach and do the car shows. I'm giving you that as a high five blood pledge. Sometime it's in our bucket list, man.
Hey, I'm in. I mean, you don't have to ask me twice. There is nowhere I'd rather be right now than over there.
Yeah, listen, I know that the closest that these guys come is typically Palm Beach, though. Have you been to the Palm Beach show?
I haven't, but I do plan on going this year. I'm pretty excited about it.
Now, do you have to pre-register for that stuff, or how does that work?
Oh, well, it depends. You do have to typically buy tickets or register for it, and many times if you're going to be registering a car, that's an even more complicated process because they have to verify the authenticity of your vehicle and grade your vehicle based on what class it should be in. Is it an original? Is it modified? How original is it? It's pretty neat stuff, and these people are very, very meticulous on just the most minor details about the car and how they grade them.
Now, are you going to submit a car, or are you just going to attend as like an attendee? I don't know what else to call it.
I would just attend. I don't have a car to submit.
Are you buying tickets?
I'll let you know when I do.
Thank you. At least you read between the lines, Larry.
I got it. I
can't wait to go, man. Maybe we'll take Boy Wonder with us.
Hey, works for me.
Now, Larry, what is, in your opinion, your favorite car that would be a bucket list car to see at one of these auctions? I wouldn't know what it would mean when you give me all the X, Y's, and Z's, but I really want to know, what is it that would be the Mona Lisa for you?
I'd love to see a Jaguar XKSS or an XJR 13. The XJR 13 was a one-off. The XKSS was a car that they had built very few of, a car that Steve McQueen had one of. And one of, I think, the most beautiful cars ever built.
This is the Steve McQueen car that I read about?
This one would you've probably seen pictures of him in it, but I don't know if it's one that's commonly associated with him.
Now, I'm just a baseline guy. I mean, all those cars really get me going. But the things that I really like are the big American muscle cars. I love the GTOs and the souped up Chevelle SSs. And I really love to get me one of them Chevelle SSs with a convertible with a black car maybe or something. It's just that's what I'm thinking, or GTO. That's just where my head's at. I can't even conceive of those multi-million dollar cars. I don't even know about them. So that's why I got to have you along with me so that I can savor the moment when we walk by them and I can just watch your face.
Hey, we'll make this happen, Jim. I promise.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, listen, you know, Larry, we always talk about the Warren Henry family. We always talk about what a great place it is to be and to work. We've had, when we had the big rain on, we had your master mechanic on. He had been with you for 25 years. I know Ismet's been there forever. Frank, my personal salesman, been there for a long time, too. What is it about the atmosphere that you try to create at Warren Henry that helps retain these top people?
We try to treat our employees like we treat our customers, you know, treat them with respect, understand that they have a life outside of the dealership, make it as low stress of an environment as possible, which is kind of contrary to what most car dealerships would be like. Car dealerships get a bad rap, and this is a really great place to work. We actually, for the second year in a row, won one of the 100 best dealerships to work for in the United States, according to Automotive News, and that's out of 18,000 eligible dealerships.
No, that's really cool, and I know for a fact that there's people there that make excellent livings that only have like an AA or high school degree. So this is a place where the recovery is burgeoning. Now, the automobile sales across the board are picking up, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've seen great growth this year all around. And, you know, it's an exciting time to be part of the brands that we have because they're all making significant strides with new product. And, it's a happy time for me to be in this business. I really enjoy it. And being a car guy, It's awesome to see all this new product coming along with all these new technologies and features that I have the opportunity to be a part of.
What do you think is the most interesting technology that's been presented to our horizon in the last couple of years that you're now seeing being brought from a concept car to the showroom?
Well, that's a tough question.
Hey, I'm not all Mr. Softball here. I love you, but I got to ask a little meat here, Lair.
I love what these manufacturers are doing with the integration between your phone and your car. I mean, soon enough, you're going to have everything that's all the applications that are on your phone will be available inside your car. Hopefully, they'll be disabled while you're driving.
Well, all I could tell you is that I don't see that really happening being disabled. If it does, I don't know how anybody's ever going to get to work, because it all seems to me like they're always talking on their phone. I wish they would just all use hands-free. What does it cost, $20 to get a headset? I mean, for goodness sakes, make it a safer world. So how about the, you know what, Larry, the biggest issue that I think I have in a car is the hands-free Bluetooth kind of thing. Why is that a problem, or is that something that they can make better, or is it just the ambient noise that creates the problem?
Typically what happens is the phones advance faster than the cars do, because you buy your phone and your phone's constantly updated and they update the technology in it as you go along. And you buy the car and they have to react to what these phone manufacturers have done. And many times there's no communication. The new phone comes out, it's got a newer version of the technology than the car has, and then the manufacturers of the vehicles have to react with some sort of patch to update up to what the phones have. So the phones are always a step ahead of the cars.
Wow.
And many times that causes issues with Bluetooth. And this is pretty much industry-wide.
Yeah, no. I'm asking you just car guy to car guy. How do you know when a patch gets released?
Typically, your dealership will contact you, let you know. And, you know.
I'm coming in and getting updated, Larry. I'm coming in and getting updated. You know, we've only got a couple.
An update ready for you, Jim.
You're the best, man. You're the best. You know, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to make sure, you know, that we talk to everybody. You guys are located up there on 441, just south of the County Line Road, and it's a great experience. You got a lot of nameplates right there. You got the Volvo, you got the Jaguar, you got the Infiniti. You've been consolidating on that ground there. It's just an awesome thing. What's going on with Volvo? Anything smoking coming out this year for Volvo?
Volvo's got some model refreshes. The 2014 S60 and XC60 have new front and rear fascia. Look very different than they did previously, and also have had some interior updates. And then next year, they're actually going to have some really unique engines coming out. They'll be supercharged, turbocharged engines with class-leading horsepower and fuel economy.
Well, Larry, we ignore Volvo a lot on this show. It sounds to me like we got to talk about that stuff coming up here in a couple of months.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to, Jim.
Well, listen, Larry, I'm going to wrap it up here, but please, as you're booking those tickets for the auto auctions, please make sure that we get a chance to go. If they want to get a hold of you, what's a phone number they can use up at Warren Henry, man?
Call us over at 305-690-6006. Or reach us at our website, warrenhenryauto.com.
Listen, my wife loves your Facebook stuff. I love talking to you and at Warren Henry. You tell Peter I said hi. And we will look forward to seeing you soon. Going to the auctions. And don't forget, them Dolphin games are a-coming. I will be seeing you there, my man.
I'll see you in the parking lot 3 or 4 hours before the game starts.
High five, Larry. Stevie, take me out. We'll be right back with condo expert Craig Studnicki, leading broker at the leading firm down here selling condos. You want to know condo? You got a question about condo? This is the man. Back after this with the South Florida Condo Update and ISG. Oh, I just love the Dolphins. They're my team. And friends, did you know that only 6%, that's right, 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? There is nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate. You heard Larry making his appointment with me for the start before the games. Larry and I are going to be tailgating at those Dolphin games, then enjoying the game amongst thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memory with our kids, family, friends, and business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. And you know, I always give you the best advice when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets. You've got to visit Dolphin.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets are there for every game. Thinking of heading to just one game, three games, or all games this season, visit the original source first. dolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% or more above face value on other sites for the same seating selections. Dolphin.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your Dolphin tickets direct and save today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You just heard me talking to my good friend, Larry Zinn. I've been a customer and a member of the Warren Henry family of automotive customers for 20 years. And you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want in the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships. You know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best deal because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant. You heard Larry talking about the personal assistant. That personal assistant, you can have them for anything at any time for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you will always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Join me and discover UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, and learn more about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right in our own backyard. At the only university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring you cutting-edge medicine, and they bring that to our community, and they bring that to the world. Visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more about the advances and people shaping the future of healthcare today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Stevie has given me the finger, and it's now time for me to tell everybody that UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is implantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other? Do they ever cross-reference your system? Do they ever cross-reference your symptoms and your medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. High five to the Miller family, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Hey, seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10 years in a row. And it also contains the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, you just got to ask these guys. You can learn about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare in our community for the better. They're doing something really innovative and interesting over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. Wow, that's awesome. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got to hear.
I feel terrific. I'm in the middle of one of my best shows. We had Larry talking about all the great stuff. Craig Studnicki, he is here with us now. He's the president and a principal of ISG World. His primary responsibilities at the firm entail recruiting, training sales associates, developing marketing activities with his clients and their teams, as well as product development. He's been a real estate broker for more than 25 years, and after a career in New Jersey, I tried to put some Bruce Springsteen on there, but I couldn't find it. Stevie, find us some Bruce Springsteen for him. And where he was one of the top brokers in the state, he relocated to Florida, where he worked as the director of sales for Country Club Estates in Aventura from 92 to 94. In partnership with my old friend Phil Spiegelman, he co-founded International Sales Group. Under Craig's leadership, ISG maintains the area's top producing sales force year after year, and it continues to break sales records. Also, ISG is one of Florida's premier residential brokerage firms. Today we're going to discuss current market conditions, what lies in store as we go from pre-sale to construction to delivery in this cycle, and what makes ISG a successful broker that can sustain its model in all phases of the cycle. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, you could give me 2 cents for that introduction.
No kidding. Well, especially, by the way, your old friend Phil Spiegelman. Is that because you've known him a long time?
Oh, my God. My mom, and we used to live next to Phil. My mom makes Phil's wife spaghetti sauce to this day.
Oh,
Phil, I always remember him about that. He always chuckles and laughs.
You have to worry about the FCC. You could tell your listening audience other things about Philip, couldn't you?
Philip is a terrific guy. He's a top broker, and he is one of the reasons why you guys smoke it year after year.
He is one smart dude.
But yep. So are you. Don't soft pedal it. We know what you guys do over there. So why don't you just give me a little bit of a where do you think we are right now? Because I sit there in my high rise. I see the state bird, the crane, has returned. I live in the Hamilton. I can see Icon Brickle coming out of the ground. I know that there's two more 50-story big boys coming out next to me. I know that they got land for sale in Midtown, that all the guys are calling me for condos, that there's equity and cash for condos. There's all kinds of models for condos, but what's the demand for condos? Is it changing?
Oh yeah, there's a big demand. You live in Edgewater. This is the new Soho district of Miami.
People always flock to me and want to be like me.
No, it's no doubt. It's that incredible freed charisma. No doubt about it. No doubt. Isn't it remarkable that, what was it, 5-6 years ago, we had more inventory to sell in Miami than we knew what to do with.
What was it, 25 years of absorption history ridiculous number?
That was the outside date. The garden variety was like 15 to 20 years. But either way, we all thought we had nothing but inventory to sell for a long time, except we didn't have demand.
Yeah, well, people always they always make a model that demand is equal to employment growth, and that doesn't ever include what happens here in South Florida.
It's very true. Speaking of my partner, Philip, he has an expression. South Florida is one of the last markets to ever slip into a national recession and one of the first markets to ever climb out of it. And goodness gracious, this last example just proved him right again. But that's mostly because we have this long love affair with the South American markets, which makes Miami so different from any other city in the United States. And for so many reasons, not just because of our climate, because of the Latin demand for South Florida and what they bring to us in terms of just cultural benefits.
Well, what I've always found is that you can see what's going on in Latin America by watching what's getting exported from the airport. And in the 90s, we were exporting infrastructure equipment. It switched over to computers and consumer goods recently, and that to me is indicative of a rising middle class, and that rising middle class is going to seek stability. And where are they going to seek stability? On Brickell, on Biscayne Boulevard, and up there in Aventura on Country Club Drive.
It is a dream of every South American family to own a home in Miami. You say Miami when Philip and I are down there, or all of our sales associates are down anywhere in South America. In fact, Philip just returned from a trip in Buenos Aires. Whenever you're down there and you tell somebody you're selling real estate in Miami, their eyes light up. And this is the first time we've seen every market in South America buying Miami at the same time. That's kind of interesting if I can just talk about that for just 10 seconds. 20 years ago when Philip and I started ISG, the only markets in South America that were really buying real estate here were Brazil and Argentina. And then 10 years ago, they went quiet. They suffered serious devaluation. Brazil and Argentina, you didn't see them at all. However, Colombia and Venezuela picked up the pace. Venezuela, because they elected a leftist president, may he rest in peace, although that government hasn't changed. It's still leftist. It's still very socialistic. And people from Venezuela still are interested in getting their money out because they don't see, unfortunately, much of a future in Venezuela. Colombia got quiet because about eight years ago, they elected Uribe, who said, I'm putting an end to terrorism. I'm going to put an end to the FARC. And he did. And the Colombians who were buying all this real estate in Miami 10 years ago said, whoa, 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 we're going to start reinvesting in our own country. So the Colombians kind of grew quiet for a while. And in fact, Colombia now has seen some of the biggest real estate gains in the history of their country of late. However, because it's gotten so high, here's what's happening. You have Argentina buying Miami, mostly because of flight capital. You have Venezuela buying in Miami, mostly because of the same reason. Colombia is buying because they have money and they think Miami is still a great investment. And they love it. And Brazil, come on, it's still one of the biggest leading economies in the world. They have 220 million people down there and they love Miami and they're buying because they can.
Now, I've always seen that these nationalities typically cluster in a building or a region. Now, you guys have new projects in Aventura, Miami Beach, and Brickell, and I know you're also very active in Edgewater. Is any specific group focusing on any different submarket, or is it just Miami?
It's Miami. What you can do is you can probably segment the different markets by price. For example, Brazil and Venezuela, they buy at every price level, but mostly a little bit on the higher side.
Okay.
For example, we're currently, ISG is selling a project on Brickell Avenue called Echo Brickell. It is the most high-end condominium ever developed in the history of Brickell Avenue.
Whoa,
it's designed
awesome.
By Carlos Saad. It's being developed by Property Markets Group out of New York, known as PMG.
Yeah, PMG is a big firm.
They're not just big, but they are imaginative. They love building first-class buildings, truly for end users, not so much for investors. They're expensive, and they're worth it.
You know, you touched on something, end user versus investor. We're going to have to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about who's buying, what they're buying, and what their plans are, and the impact for the market in the future. We'll be right back after this short break. Stevie, did you find him some boss? We are doing this for you.
Oh, yes!
All right, we're talking condo, and all those condo buyers, they also come here to buy cars. So I'm talking to you, condo buyers. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Miami Marlins. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all.
It's Marlins Family Sunday. Bring the family out and get 4 tickets, 4 KMB Franks, and 4 Pepsis with a Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. Dive in on August 18th when your Marlins battle the Giants at 110. The first 5,000 kids get a Miami Marlins Kids Messenger bag, courtesy of Office Depot. After the game, all kids can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Dolphins fans, you know I always give you the best advice. And when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers and tickets for every game. Thinking of heading to one game, three games, or all the games this season? Visit the original source first. MyDolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% or more above face value on other sites for the same exact sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your Dolphins tickets direct today and save.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are with Craig Studnicki. He's the president and a principal of ISG World. They are one of the top international sales brokers of condos in South Florida. We are going to go to the lightning round because no way are we going to get all the questions in that I have for Craig and that we have some listeners that have for Craig. So Amy's holding. She's going to hold. We're going to get to her in a second. She's got a question for Craig. I've got some that some folks have emailed Craig. First of all, Charlie from Miami Beach asks, are any developers paying interest on buyer deposits? If so, what type of interest?
The only one I know of is Echo Aventura by PMG, and they're paying 5% on all deposits.
Now, do you think that that's going to give them an edge in the market as more condos are delivered? Are brokers going to go for this? And more importantly, how about the investors? Is this important to them?
Without a doubt. Not only for the end user, but also because their money's making money while the building's under construction.
Now, let's see. Kevin from Brickell asks, is there foreign capital out there, and are they still buying condos? Well, I think you sort of answered that, but what do you think?
Absolutely, particularly from Argentina and Venezuela. They love buying the condos in the Edgewater District, Brickell Avenue, particularly when the units are sized from, say, 700,000 to 700 to about 1,000 square feet.
Okay. Let's see. Donnie and Daryl from New York. Whoa. They're asking regarding the condo market in Miami. The key question for apartment builders that's hard to answer is the following. What percentage of future condo supply will be owner occupied by permanent residents or cash buyers that'll be using the residence as a second residence versus investors that are buying with leverage looking to rent their units? He goes on to say the obvious concern is that if a number of investors is too large, there'll be a large shadow market of rental condos competing with the purpose-built rental product in the market, and this will depress rents. I guess it's really a supply and demand, and what do you think people that are buying are going to use it for?
His focus is on leverage, and there is no leverage because there's no construction financing right now. So consequently, all of these condos that are getting built are being paid 100% with cash, South American as well as U.S. money. Some of the investors are interested in renting these units out, no doubt about it. With a vacancy rate in downtown Miami and Brickell of less than 2%, the opportunity to rent is fantastic. And why not just hold on to it? Miami is emerging at a whole nother level of a whole nother level. It's a hell of a smart buy. But there is no leverage right now, so therefore all the speculators from the last boom, they're not here.
All right, we're going to take a call off the... she's gone, Amy. Amy dropped, couldn't wait. Okay, well, that's all right. So, Craig, I guess that really drives to me to the question of... So none of these investors are buying with leverage, because if they were and things spiraled a little bit, they would get caught in a crunch. But they're all buying. They're either going to rent it or live in there. How about the people that are buying to live? Has the traditional person from the Northeast started buying? Are they buying pre-construction or do they buy existing?
They're buying both. The Northeast buyer will buy existing with mortgage money. Mm-hmm. But the earlier question was about the pre-construction.
Right.
With pre-construction, the buyers have to put a minimum of 50 to a maximum of 80% down before closing. There's no leverage there. So you're getting a buyer who really wants to use the unit. Now, they're either going to use it to live as a second home, permanent home, or they're going to use it as a rental property. But the key thing I'm trying to make, the point I'm trying to make, is there's no speculation right now.
How deep is the pool of the people that can put down 80% on a $1 million unit?
It's frankly more popular in South America than it is here in North America, because that's a popular traditional business model that's used to build most of the condominiums in South America. Here in the U.S., we were taught to use leverage because you get to write off the interest for against your ordinary income taxes. It's great shelter, but it doesn't exist right now.
Yeah,
maybe it will in 2014.
You don't talk to me about how the federal government engineers real estate returns. We could be here all day
on my spoke box
there.
Yeah. I'd love to have my partner opine on that one. He could go on for hours.
Well, we're gonna have to have Phil on. We're gonna talk spaghetti sauce and real estate with Phil soon.
Yes.
Now, what do you think is coming for trends? You know, you always read about that there's 6 billion condo buildings that are slated for sale. We've been looking for sites for some, and we're going past, you know, in the old projects that were planned. We're pulling some of those out of mothballs. What do you see as the next emerging market that might have appeal to the international buyer? What do you think is the next local market?
If it's Brickell Avenue, it's going to be super high-end condominiums. Let me go back to Echo Brickell. It is the most high-end condominium that's been built on Brickell ever, and it's being compared a lot to the Santa Maria condominium, which is one of the loveliest condominium properties that's ever been
and
built.
And it set the record for luxury when it was built.
Yes. Well, PMG is exceeding that now with just the finishes of the building. Carlos Ott designed a sculpture. Carlos Ott is a very famous architect from South America. He's designed buildings all over the world. It's very contemporary and it's spectacular. So the high-end buyer is Brickell. The middle to upper end buyer is looking seriously at downtown Miami and now Edgewater.
I got a bunch of neighbors coming my way. I just want to know how the shadows are going to fall on my balcony and how I'm going to have to move my plants. You see, the most interesting thing that's going on here. Oh, it's funny. It's funny. We've got Ezra's buying a condo over next to us, and he watches how the shadows hit on what his site's going to be. He's going to buy it. It's just great. I'm not the only one. You know,
no, you're not.
You know, we all want to know how it's going to be, and they advertise these terrace gardens, and I've got one. Anyone who wants to see how to grow them, I'm doing it outside on my balcony, and it is awesome, and you got the birds out there. It's really a great place to live in the Edgewater area.
And it's spectacular. It's prolific. In 5 years, you're going to have so many young people walking their dogs, riding their bikes. A profile that you've been wanting to see for a long time that you see on Brickell, you give it 5 years, that's Edgewater. And what comes after that? More restaurants, more bars, more boutique stores. Edgewater is going to come bursting back into life.
It's absolutely fabulous what Craig Robbins is doing in the Design District, what the Joe First and the rest of the Goldman Group have planned in Wynwood is going to be really exciting. Miami is a super duper place, but I want to talk for just a second about ISG per se. Now, okay. You've been around for a number of the cycles. How do you guys survive cycle to cycle?
This one was tricky. This one was very tricky. But what happened for us is we got hired by a lot of the institutions that took over these foreclosed assets. We went, Philip and I got on planes, went to South America, and we sold them to people in Latin America that were trying to buy Miami when it was opportunistic to do it.
I have forced this guy to shovel a whole bunch of poundage into a real small bag. You're going to have to come back, Craig, because we're out of time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I want to thank our guests, Craig Studnicki and Larry Zinn. I want to thank our sponsors, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, they're caring for kids, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and of course, our listeners, Lauren's Kid is also a sponsor, the Miami Marlins. I hit the Miami Dolphins, didn't I? Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the website on www.freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried. I want to make sure you look for us next week, next Thursday, but it's also will also be rebroadcast Monday. And Craig, I think, is going to have some of this stuff up on his website. So you go to the ISG website, you can hear this interview. You go to my website, you can hear the interview. Craig, your website?
ISGworld.com.
All right. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But don't put it out. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But do do da da fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. When the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's on a different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor.